Grandview girls track and field star Melina Eaker, a member of the regional radio Dream Team, joined us for her Dream Team interview. Her senior year, she gets to be on Dream Team, impressing enough of the regional radio listening area coaches, and they all thought she was worthy of a Dream Team spot. So here she is. Melina, congratulations.
Thank you.
I can hear the smile in your voice. This must mean a lot to you.
It does. I'm super excited.
What about making Dream Team excites you the most? Is it the fact that you competed against some of the best and coaches thought you were one of the best, or do you just like awards?
Well, I do like awards, but I feel honored that other coaches in our area thought that I could compete with the best.
Yeah, and you certainly did that. You qualified for state, I believe, in all 4 years that you went to Grandview. 2015, you qualified for state in pole vault. You finished third place in 2016, sixth place in pole vault in 2017 at the state level. And then you qualified for state in the 110-meter hurdles and the triple jump, and it looks like pole vault as well. So really, pole vault kind of sticks out.
Yeah.
I mean, was that an event going into high school you had a pretty good sense you were going to be pretty good at?
I did. I did it in middle school. And then when we got to high school, we had a really good pole vaulting coach. And he really, really got my love for it started.
But at the same time, you weren't just competing in the pole vault, but you were competing in the 110-meter hurdles, triple jump. You were part of the 4x100-meter relay team. Quite a few events that you participated in. Well, what sort of drove you to do so many things?
You know, I just like running, and I like spending time with my teammates and just being competitive, just being involved in as much as I can be involved in while I still can.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because before we started talking, you mentioned to me that you are not going to continue a track and field career at the collegiate level. I'm just curious, and I'm sure a lot of people listening are kind of curious, why not?
I just kind of wanted to take a step back and focus on my education. There's other opportunities for me to, I can still be involved with sports, but I just won't be committed on the track team.
Okay, and where are you going to continue your education?
Murray State University in Kentucky.
Well, how appropriate that the mascot of Murray State kind of coincides with what you are. They're the racers, and you love racing and doing that sort of thing, so it's a perfect fit, huh?
Yes, it is.
Did you think about that going into looking at colleges? Hey, I can become a racer because I'm in track?
I didn't really think much about that, like going for my college tour, but after I did my college tour and I found out that they were the racers, I thought it was pretty cool.
What do you like about the campus?
It kind of stuck out to me because it wasn't like a traditional campus. It's kind of divided up between like residence and then the education part. And I just thought that was cool. And there's a lot to do. There's the lake is like right down the road. So a lot of fun down there.
Coach Lloyd, when he nominated you for Dream Team, he used the word perfectionist to describe you. And honestly, I think you kind of maybe went beyond that, especially in the classroom, because looking at your GPA, 4.812 out of a possible 4. So what about education do you like the most?
I just really like to learn. I like learning new things. I used to really, really love math, but this past year I got into history. One of my track coaches was actually a history teacher, and he just started my love for history.
That's very cool. And who is his coach's name?
Coach Elman, Kyle Elman.
All right, very neat. Now, when it comes to the track and the field events, you've had 4 years to kind of, you know, create some memories. So what kind of sticks out in your mind when you think about your high school career on the track and field?
I would have to say district champions 3 years in a row. That's always my go-to. Super exciting, awesome.
And what events were those in?
Well, the girls team actually were district champions, but I did a couple different every year. I did triple jump, 4x1, pole vault, long jump, hurdles, so kind of everywhere.
You mentioned that you did pole vaulting in middle school. When you got involved in pole vaulting, I'm assuming like when everyone tries to ride a bike for the first time, there were probably a couple embarrassing moments, huh?
Yes, for sure.
are you willing to share one of those with us?
One time I was running down the runway and I missed the plant box and I ended up like sliding all the way down my pole into the plant box, and that was quite embarrassing.
Was that at the middle school level?
That was actually high school.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You righted that by being a state qualifier in pole vault for 4 years, all 4 years of high school. So that's pretty cool. About your time at Grandview, you played basketball as well, so you had that going for you. Coach Hubbard, great coach for you there, and again, Coach Lloyd, your track coach. When you think about your high school career, you know, off the track and field, just sort of, you know, your interactions with friends and what have you and coaches, what stands out for you?
Probably student council. That was a lot of fun for me. It got us really involved with not just people in student council, but the school and the administration. And our student council really grew through these past 4 years, and I was glad to be a part of it.
All right, Melina, while you got people listening, who you want to thank?
I would like to thank all of my coaches, former and present, my family and my friends for this awesome opportunity. I'm super excited, so thank you all.
We certainly wish you the best of luck at Murray State.
Well, thank you.
That is Melina Eaker of the Grandview Girls Track and Field Team, Dream Team Athlete in her senior year, joining us here today on Regional Radio.